Mike, what's the plan for Davante Adams today?
Davante Adams, he's still in the concussion protocol. He will be a part of the practice as part of his protocol. So he'd probably be in a limited category, which is the goal for all these guys that are injured, to get them down there, go through the prehab group, and get into a limited fashion so we can evaluate them.
Mike, what did you think of the discipline on Trevathan?
I'm sorry?
What did you think of the discipline on Danny Trevathan?
Hey, discipline action in this league, there's a process that's in existence for quite some time, and I'm comfortable with the process and understand the decision.
Are you happy with where he's at? Talking about Davante, considering how bad that looked on Thursday?
Definitely. I mean, just going back to Thursday night and talked about it on Friday, the most important thing is Davante is healthy. And speaking to him earlier today, he feels great, and he just wants to get back to playing football.
How about your starting tackles? Where are you? How are they doing?
Everybody's going to get out of practice, and hopefully we'll have good news when we come out of practice. But the goal is to get everybody out there in a limited fashion, and then we'll go from there. I mean, we obviously haven't been on the field since Thursday. It feels like a bye week in some regards. So as far as the injury guys, they've all been through the weight room. They've had work with the trainers. Everybody's progressing forward. So this will be our first chance to really get those guys on the field. So we'll see how it goes.
Mike, going into practice, though, did you get a feel that the time off really helped Brian and David? And what would it mean to get them back after you were able to weather the storm? I mean, they haven't played together yet this season.
Definitely. Brian, David, they're getting better. I think the mini bye week has helped everybody. I know the conversations that I've had, everybody feels good, and you really haven't felt like you practiced in a couple weeks, actually, because, Thursday we were in a walk-through mode there on Tuesday and very limited on Wednesday before the Chicago game. So really our focus is getting back to practice, getting back to a seven-day routine, the importance of the Wednesday practice, the speed, and just the organization and the details of the look teams, and that's the type of stuff that we've been talking about. So guys do feel good. I mean, there's a lot of energy. You could feel it yesterday. I thought yesterday was an excellent day, a bonus day to get started on the Cowboys, and I'm looking forward to practice today.
What will DeVarius Randle's role be this week?
I mean, everything's – I mean, not, as far as getting ready for football games, we're going about it like we always have. So, I mean, there's DeVarius Randle's situation. It's internal. It's been addressed, and we're moving forward, but – as far as everybody on our 53-man roster, we're focused on beating Dallas. So whatever it takes to beat Dallas, that is my focus.
Football is obviously a physical game, but the mental side plays a big factor. But what type of a factor does confidence play? You've won a Super Bowl in that building. You've never lost in that building. Had a good comeback in that building.
It's nice to talk about it. It's a great facility. I mean, it's a wonderful place to play. But at the end of the day, we're fighting to get the four wins. We understand that they lost a tough game there Sunday against the Rams. This is an important game. You got two high-quality football teams getting together to play. But like their locker rooms are big. It's the biggest damn assistant head coaching locker room I've ever seen in my life. Everybody here could fit in there. So you have things like that. But it's a great facility. Our fans will be there. It'll be a great, great environment. We're looking forward to that. But I mean, it's a regular season game. We're 3-1. We've had a couple days for everybody to reboot. Everybody feels good. Like I said, I'm excited about practicing today. But this is going to be a tough game, like they all are. And we're just focusing on going down there and win.
Mike, how do you feel about your team after the first quarter of the season, especially given all that you've been through injury-wise?
I think we're like every team in this league, the first quarter is such a, everybody feels good coming out of training camp, but you really don't know. You think you know who you are and you know what you want to be. What I'm excited about, just the extra time we've had together as a team, as a coaching staff, is just the area for improvement is quite large. So Had a, some presentations today to the team just about the quality of football that we played, but more importantly, what we what we can improve on. So, and that's what really the second quarter football is about. And I'll actually talk to the team about this tomorrow. But if you look at the history of the second quarter of the season, it hasn't been our best quarter of the season. So, and I'll go through the specifics of that with the team. But just staying in tune with patterns and the reality of the critical factors that you have to really spend your time training, because everybody trains their team differently, but you're all trying to push the same buttons, and it's the win. And we're doing a hell of a job as a football team on first down, doing a hell of a job as both offense and defense on third down, but we're not doing very well on second down, things like that. So just make sure that we're on top of the specifics. And you get into week five now, you have data, you have comparables that you look at, and it's just all about pushing it forward and trying to grow, and that's what we're focused on.
You have a lot more information now on Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott than you had a year ago. Their numbers are down on film. Have you seen any regression in either of them?
Well, I think it's, I don't think it's smart to compare, 17-game season to four games. I mean, I know I don't. So I look at tendencies, I look at patterns, you look at production, overall total yards. I mean, you start throwing blanket statements and blanket numbers to make an evaluation. That's not the way we do it. So, you got to look at the video. You got to look at the things they're doing, and they're both fine, good football players. So, very productive. That'll be a big challenge for our defense.
Mike, if Devon's able to play this week,
If
Devon House is able to play this week, do you think you have a nice pairing there with him and Kevin? The way Kevin's come on pretty strong in the last couple weeks.
I think Kevin's getting better each and every week. It'd be good to get Devon out there. He's, hopefully going to practice today, so he'll start off in that limited group. So, you definitely. I mean, it's just you want all your guys out there. We all understand the strengths of each and every guy, how you want to play, but how we match against the opponent is important. I mean, obviously, in the specific area of our DBs versus the receivers, there's a certain way you like to play, but. Hey, this is the NFL. The 46 that are going to be up Sunday, a number of those guys will have to play multiple positions.
Speaking about the way players play, what did you see from Josh Hawkins last Thursday in his style of play? What do you like the most about
him? I thought he played well on defense. He's got too many penalties on special teams, but he's doing a lot of good things. Josh has made a big jump from last year. Really proud with his progress, and more importantly, his attitude and approach. So, he did some good things against Chicago that he can build off of, but that's what you look for. You look for guys that when they get an opportunity to take advantage of it. And he did that on defense last week.
Mike, you mentioned focusing in on some of the things you need to improve on. Is there anything that you really said second down, which you mentioned? Is there anything else that you'd really like to see your guys kind of get going on right now?
I mean, second down, man, that's some big time information I just gave you. That's about as far as I can go. I don't love statistics, so I look at them. But
let me ask you this, Bill.
Because I like what's inside the statistics.
Yeah,
Jason.
I mean, how much has that?
We could have this conversation when everybody else leaves. It's not fair to everybody else.
I'll stick around.
Yeah, okay.
Speaking of numbers, when do you start putting some stock into it? Is four games too? Speaking of numbers, when do you start putting stock into it? Is four games too soon, or is this about the right time?
Well, hey, trust me, statistics are important to me. Statistics. It provides a direction to make sure you look closely. And, yes, I know what 4 weeks tells me about our team, but I also know there's so many things that you really haven't been able to do, whether it's based on who you played or how you played the game, how the games went, Atlanta game example, or, the injury situation. So, I mean, you have to factor all that in. So that's why I think it's real – you got to watch yourself when you just look at the big numbers, total yards or points scored or field position, things like that. So I think it's important to stay in tune because this, this game is about trends, it's about behaviors, and you always want to make sure your team's trending the right way. And to me, the focus is always on the behavior of your preparation, and when you do that, it carries over to the performance. So. That's how you grow as a team. It's about getting better. And the good news is we have a lot of room for improvement, and we fully understand that. So that's what we're working to do. We're working to get better each and every day. This isn't cliche talk. This is the way we operate. So, and we got to have a hell of a week of preparation because we're going down into a tough environment to play a very good football team. And that's where we're at.
The situation with Ezekiel Elliott facing possible suspension, does that affect in any way the way you prepare this week?
No. I mean, I don't even know where it's at, frankly. I haven't watched it. It doesn't factor. Whatever's on video, that's what we're preparing for.
Mike, you said after the final preseason game that if you had a regret about the preseason, you would like to have gotten your young running backs more work. As a play caller and as an offensive guy, are you still trying to get a feel? I don't know what Jamal's status will be, mm-hmm. but are you still trying to get a feel of just how you want to use those guys? And did Aaron help you get a little more information about him?
Well, I feel like I know all three of the young guys, you know, as far as how you want to play them. You know, I think it's important to, you know, really the attempts in the run game, which you would like to have more of in preseason. And we've done a good job of that in the past. So, I mean, that's just being honest. But, you know, you practice every day. You know, Jamal and Ty will, you know, they're going to have to go through the process, you know, with the medical staff. So I'm not even exactly sure how that's going to shake out. But, you know, Aaron did some really good things. I mean, you just look at the goal line run that he had. I mean, he, you know, he does a jump cut and doesn't lose stride. And, you know, that's what you're looking for. So, you know, he stayed right in the same time clock as the run pattern. And, you know, Jari did a good job washing the one technique by. So I feel like I understand what their strengths are. But it's, you know, it's matching that with how you're going to play the game, how you want to run block these guys. I mean, their defensive line is the strength of their defense. They have a 9-man rotation. Irving's back this week, so I mean, that's the challenge, and we need to run the football. We know that. That's how you have to play these guys, and so yeah, they got to do a good job of, you know, staying within the concepts of the run. You know, whether it's a hard inside zone or if it's an outside zone or it's a pattern scheme around the edge. So I think our guys, all three of the young guys, have a good feel for that.